This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. I'm interested in the Netflix TV series House of Cards. You might have heard of that. It became a worldwide hit on pay TV. It's a gripping story about politics inside the White House. Now, it is only a story. Some scenes are not all that wholesome or helpful. Let me make that clear. But in the third episode, our main character, Frank Underwood, a congressman, he gives a sermon at his church in his hometown. He's a southern boy through and through, living and growing up in the Bible Belt. And Frank Underwood is forced to visit his hometown under terrible circumstances. A young girl died while texting under a water tower that Underwood had fought to keep, and that tower had fallen. And some of his political opponents were spinning the story to make him look bad, but in the end, in Frank Underwood's style, he spins it back, but he's still got to deal with the family of the young girl who've made it quite clear they want nothing to do with him. But in the middle of this sermon, he screams out, "I hate you, God." And he reminded the congregation that they've all spoken those words and none of them would blame the grieving couple for yelling this out. And he tells the story of losing his own father. But as he spoke to the camera, which is part of the story, he had no respect for his father, but he says, "I hate you, God," to the public. "Why did you take my father from me?" So it was a bit of a twisted thing there, and he reminds us that we are to trust in God even when times are tough. He said, "We're not asked to understand, but we are asked to trust." Well, that, of course, is only a story, but it did prompt me to ask the question, why do people say that? "I hate God." I think it's an intriguing question. Do you hate God? I've looked at some forums on the web to try and see what it is that people are saying. One young man said, "I hate God so much because he let my mother suffer and die from cancer." And somebody else says, "I hate God. He hasn't given me anything. No job, no car. Why doesn't he just kill me? I hate the bad stuff," he said, "that happens to people." And I think this is probably closer to what they mean. What they really mean is they want to blame God for the unfair things that have happened. They've never met God in person, so how can they really hate him? So the word blame, I think, is closer to the truth. Philip Yancey, the author, tells of being contacted by a television producer after the death of Princess Diana to appear on a show and explain how God could possibly have allowed such a tragic accident. Could it have had something to do with the drunk driver going at 90 miles an hour in a narrow tunnel? He asked the producer. How exactly was God involved in that? And I think that's a fairly typical reaction. Some people get angry and enraged at what they see as the injustice or the unfairness of God, and they hate God. Frank Underwood in that TV show, The House of Cards, in a very insincere way, yells, "Why did you take my father from me?" In his spiritual autobiography, William Barclay, the well-known Scottish scholar, tells the story of his tragedy in life of losing his 21-year-old daughter and her fiancé. They were drowned in a boating accident. And this is an interesting comment that William Barclay said, "God didn't stop that accident at sea, but he did still the storm in my own heart so that somehow my wife and I came through that terrible time still on our own two feet." And Barclay says of receiving anonymous letters about his daughter's death, and they said, "I know why God killed your daughter. It was to save her from the corruption by your heresies." But Barclay said, "If I had known the writer's address, I would have written back in pity. I wouldn't have been angry. And I would have said, as John Wesley said, 'Your God is my devil.'" Can we sometimes want to grab hold of God and hold him account? Look, don't blame God for these things. Our first parents, we're told in the Bible, were created in a state of innocency, but that sin entered the world and spoiled everything. Sometimes we need God to come alongside and say, "It's time to stop blaming yourself or blaming others or the devil. Stop blaming me. It's time to start trusting." Heavenly Father, true, we do need to trust you to stop being angry and to allow your love to enter our life today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.